But first, let's take a closer look at life as we know it. The best way to do this is by reading the DNA code in an organism. And until recently, this would have cost thousands of pounds and required a high-tech lab. But new technology means that now, almost anyone, such as a school biology class, can sequence the string of DNA letters or bases that make up the genetic code inside a cell, including inside the fruits you throw into your morning smoothie. Kirsten Gertfrick.
Just the strawberries and the banana, my love, yes?
Yes, please, thanks.
Thank you. Just got to weigh the banana for you. 229 altogether. Put the strawberries in the bag for you.
Mmm, delicious. But I should really save it for tomorrow, because this drink is a scientific experiment. I will be visiting the Perth School in Cambridge, and we will see if the students can find out what I put into my drink.
I don't know.
Strawberries?
Lemon.
Oh, I was going to say a banana. Some yogurt.
Banana?
Banana probably, yeah. Yogurt probably.
Blueberries.
Good guesses, but I wouldn't bet my money on them. With us in the classroom is scientist Kim Judge from the Wellcome Trust Sanger Institute. Maybe she can help out.
So maybe a good idea would be to sequence the DNA, because each species of fruit will have a different DNA and we can use that to tell what's in the smoothie.
DNA sequencing means reading the letters of the genetic code, determining the order of the bases A, T, C and G. But first we need to get the DNA out of the smoothie before we can sequence it. And you can do this at home. The students explain how. Step one, add dish soap.
We add dish soap to destroy the membrane that surrounds a cell, which is like getting fat off dirty dishes.
Step two, add salt.
The DNA is still wrapped around little proteins, so we have to add salt, which binds to the DNA and replaces the proteins.
Step three, strain to remove solids.
We sieved the smoothie mix that we had to remove any solids like seeds.
Step four, add alcohol.
We need to pick the DNA out. We do that by adding alcohol because it makes the DNA clump together.
And there we go. Clumps are swimming on my smoothie. They look...
white and mushy.
That is DNA. Kim is fishing some of it out.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay. What I've brought here with me in this tube is some magnetic beads, and the DNA will bind to these beads and we can use that to exchange what solution the DNA is in.
That is step five. Clean up the DNA and dissolve it in water. While we wait, Kim is passing around the key bit of technology, the nanopore sequencer developed by Oxford Nanopore Technologies. It is a small handheld device that plugs into a laptop like a USB stick. A nanopore is a tiny hole in a membrane, a million times smaller than the eye of a needle. How can it be used to sequence DNA?
In nanopore sequencing, DNA goes through a tiny hole and causes a characteristic disturbance in the current that flows across that hole, and from that we can tell the sequence of the DNA. So DNA blocks part of the hole, and that causes a different disturbance in the current depending upon what the sequence of the DNA is.
Is it going to work? I am skeptical. One last step before we find out. Step six, heat the DNA to 37 and then to 70 degrees Celsius.
So we're just warming it up to 37 degrees, hence why I'm rubbing it. It's so we can prepare it for when we sequence the DNA. What we're doing here is, just in the same way that you have to cook spaghetti before you eat it, we're transforming the DNA into a format that can be read by the nanopore. And so that involves us breaking the DNA into sensible sized fragments, and it involves us putting some additional fragments of DNA in so that that's going to direct the DNA to the nanopore and help to pull it through.
That means we're ready for step seven, sequence the DNA.
You've put a solution of the DNA into the nanopore sequencer, and that's going to transfer the data to the computer where it's going to be read.
The cool thing with this technology is that you can really see the data appearing in real time. As the DNA is pulled through the nanopore, the computer is drawing the different current levels onto the screen, corresponding to different combinations of DNA bases. A bit like writing music, where different levels correspond to different notes. We may not be so pressed in time for our smoothie, but in the clinic this could really make a difference, Kim told me. The other big plus compared to competing sequencing technologies is that the device is portable. It is currently used to monitor the Zika epidemic in Brazil and by ecologists, present and maybe future ones.
I would go to the jungle because there's loads of animals there, like loads of different species, and you could just find the origins.
Sounds all very sensible. What does Kim think of my idea to sequence a smoothie?
For me, the easiest way to find out what's in the smoothie is maybe drink it and see what it tastes like. But it is going to be useful maybe for if you're involved in checking food standards. There's no better way to be 100% certain about what someone's put in their smoothie than to check the DNA. It would also be a way that you could check whether there was some bacterial contamination in the smoothie, maybe meaning that the smoothie's gone bad.
Lots of applications there. Does that mean we don't need large sequencing centres anymore?
Some of the other sequencing technologies have really strong benefits too. They're really good at sequencing lots of samples in one go, and they're really accurate. And nanopore technology just has different pros and cons. It's a different part of the biology's toolkit.
But back to our smoothie. Our DNA extraction was better than expected. Lots to sequence and more reads of DNA were still coming in. So Kim sent us the results the next day. Pages of spreadsheets filled with the letters A, T, C and G. A code that does not mean very much to me. So ready for step 8, decode the information.
So once we've sequenced the DNA, we need to copy and paste that to an online database, and you can use that to find out what was in the smoothie.
What was in the smoothie then?
Fragaria ananassa and Musa acuminata. So we found out that in the smoothie there was banana and strawberry.
Mystery solved. We read an impressive total of 10 million DNA bases. Back in 2000, that would have cost $100,000, and we would have been in a big sequencing centre, not in a classroom. Quite impressive how the technology has evolved over the past decade.
Sequencing a smoothie in a classroom. Who knew? That was Kirsten Gertfrug with Kim Judge and the Perth School.
And now it is your turn to try your hand at being a DNA scientist. And that's because we have got a mystery smoothie here that Kim has sequenced for us. I would say it's a rather bizarre colour. Now, what we want you to do is to analyse the sequence for us and tell us what you think is in the smoothie. Now, there are instructions on how to do this. And we've also put the DNA code that Kim sent us onto our website. You can find the instructions and you can get access to the DNA code we sequenced at nakedscientist.com/DNA. That's nakedscientist.com/DNA. So Georgia, what do you think? Is it good on the nose? Is it a good bouquet?
It smells good. It's tasty. I'm very bad at this. I think there's banana in here, and judging by the colour, maybe something like a melon or apple. It tastes good, but I
there's no giveaway from the colour, is there? Matt Powner, who we were talking to earlier, what do you think is in there? The chemist, analytical chemistry skills. What do you think is in this?
I get banana taste. I think I got melon from a little bit of texture that I had in there. Possibly strawberry based on smell, but
There's something subtle in there that I can't put my finger on, but I can certainly taste there's a little something in there. If you want to have a go at cracking the smoothie code, then you go to nakedscientist.com/DNA. And if you can decode it, then you can tweet your thoughts to what is the ingredients or the makeup to this smoothie to @nakedscientist. You can also go on our page on Facebook and you can become, hopefully, the naked smoothie scientist who we crown on the show next week. We'll tell you what those ingredients were. Now,